Ever since the COVID-19 outbreak began last year, we have been slowly reading and receiving various information regarding the virus. Excluding fake WhatsApp forwards, most of us have a clear idea of the symptoms of COVID-19 and its transmission. One of the main symptoms of the virus is the loss of taste and smell, while the main form of transmission is to be in close contact with an infected patient. But what happens when you didn't have any close contact with a patient, nor do you have any traveling history to infected countries but tested positive for COVID-19? Twitter user at Nakia J shared her experiences of testing positive for the virus. What followed was an informative thread of the symptoms she faced and her experience of being admitted in hospital soon guy below. The symptoms she faced was the loss of smell and taste, fever, dry cough, headache, vomiting, breathing difficulties and even diarrhea. After multiple tests, her diagnosis was confirmed on the 2nd of April. This worried Nakia as she'd been going around as a positive patient for almost 2 weeks. She didn't suspect anything as she wasn't in close contact, nor did she have any traveling history. My guess would be that I contracted the virus from office as I started developing a loss of smell from the 19th of March. I felt horrible, especially towards my family who has close contact with me. Especially my sister, as she has a baby and it just killed me inside. Nakia is currently admitted in hospital soon guy below and recovering. As a final message, Nakia advised anyone who's worried to self-isolate and check your symptoms. If it persists and gets worse, please get yourself checked. Kudos to Nakia for keeping herself updated and getting tested as soon as she suspected. She even took the effort to create her thread to inform and educate the public. We wish you a speedy recovery. Also read, our health DG joins global coalition to fight COVID-19 in poor countries and we're so proud. You have reached the end of this story.